This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I've talked about Dr. Bruce Smith and his wife Brenda before in a different context. Bruce Smith and his wife Brenda were ministering in Richardson, Texas, when we were ministering in the Dallas, Texas area. And Dr. Bruce Smith and his wife Brenda had a son that only lived for 8 years, named Taylor. He was born with 12 major birth defects, including blindness. 12 major birth defects, including blindness. For 8 years, Bruce and his wife Brenda were around the clock, 24/7 intensive care nurses in their own home for their own son for 8 years. I may have mentioned this before. They went 5 years, if you can believe this, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for 5 years before they had a break, before someone in the church, a nurse, said, you know, you guys need to get away for a couple days. I'll come over and take care of Taylor. And Bruce Smith and I had lunch while I was ministering in Texas, and I took 3 pages of notes just listening to him talk about the experience. One of the things I shared with you is that Bruce would say they believed after his death that Taylor was their assignment from God, that God gave them this child as their assignment, and they believed that that's what the Lord assigned them, was Taylor, which is an interesting reflection when you think about it, that that was their assignment from God. Bruce would say there were many Sundays when he would get up in the pulpit to preach a message, and he said, I hadn't slept a wink all night. I was up all night with our son, with his breathing equipment and problems. But here's the thing that I want to share with you this morning that really touched me. Bruce said there were many times that he would go into the baby's room at night and he would do something that would make the baby more comfortable. Maybe the baby was uncomfortable and he would fix something. They would prop him under or put a pillow under him when he was a little older, that kind of thing. And Bruce said the thought occurred to him, there were so many things that they did for their son Taylor that he would never know about. He'll never know we did this for him to make his life a little more bearable. And then Bruce said this, the thought went through his mind. The thought went through his mind, how many times has God done things for me, number one, that I'm not even aware of? But number two, how many times has God done something for me or for my family, and I don't appreciate it at all? That's what went through his mind. As soon as Bruce said that to me, that's the thought that flooded my heart and spirit. What has God done for me that I'm totally unaware of? Where God has blocked a situation here, protected me in this situation, and I'm not even aware of it, nor do I appreciate it. Today we're going to talk from the Gospel of Luke about some remarkable things. That's what people describe. We've seen some remarkable things that the Lord has done when they witnessed him heal a man of paralysis in a familiar story with maybe an unfamiliar message. It's in the Gospel of Luke, the 5th chapter, picking it up in verse 17. Jesus heals a paralytic. One day as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Underline that in your Bible. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.